I suppose some people might say, well, what's the alternative if we don't have something like the Rio Tinto Aboriginal Fund? In the absence of a significant amount of government spending, like we've seen a reduction in spending and the abolition of ATSIC in the last 5 years or so, would, I guess some people might argue that it's a necessary evil to have these corporations, even though realistically they're not spending a whole heap of money on these projects. Well, what's the alternative? Is there a better arrangement that we can come to?
Yeah, well, I think as long as we live, I mean, in a democracy, then we should try to arrange for money to be distributed to needy groups in a democratic way. And so one way of doing that is having the government redistribute our taxes. And so we might not always like what the government have done. So the Howard government dismantled support for Aboriginal communities. But so solutions to helping, like, say, Aboriginal communities in Australia, I'd say the primary one at the moment would be to encourage the government to spend taxpayer money to support the communities. So we pay tax for a reason, and that's to help the people who help other people in society who are less well off than ourselves. And so we certainly shouldn't be relying upon the corporations that cause the most damage and actually have to cause that damage, because they need sustained corporate growth to make things better. And at the very least, we shouldn't be relying upon the corporations directly involved in the exploitation of Indigenous communities to help Indigenous communities. So perhaps we could look to other business sources for solutions. But I guess ultimately, relying upon corporations or government to make the world a better place isn't necessarily going to be the ultimate solution. And Australian people, like citizens all over the world, will usually give a lot of money to charitable causes. So that might be to support Greenpeace or the Nature Conservancy or Australian Conservation Foundation or Human Rights Watch. And so I see as a way of a solution is to try to encourage people to give less of their money to massive non-governmental organisations that don't really embody any democratic structures, and to start giving it to more grassroots local organisations where they can actually become involved in the management of those organisations and see things change in a sort of democratic way. And so if some of this, well, large amounts of money that Australian people do already give to charity could be re-diverted to causes but actually address the root causes of the problems in the first place, instead of acting more as a fig leaf to solving the problems, then perhaps we'll see some real solutions being, and groups that are promoting the real solutions actually being funded successfully.
With something like the Rio Tinto Aboriginal Fund, you gave us the example of they're spending roughly $15 million in, well, what's it work out to be, 13 years if it was established in 1996. Yeah. So that, you know, that's roughly $1 million a year.
Yeah.
To me, that says that this is really not a lot more than a PR exercise.
Yeah.
Like, is there any evidence to sort of back up the relationship between things like these charitable funds and the public relations departments of these large corporations? Or is there anything that there doesn't seem to be a lot of substance, I guess, basically, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, in one of the articles I'm just writing at the moment, I've determined, I mean, if just to put that $15 million into context, so that's $15 million Australian dollars. But in the Rio Tinto, the mine that Rio Tinto runs in partnership with Freeport McMoRan in Indonesia, the Grasberg mine, the New York Times reported that in the six years between 1998 and 2004, Freeport McMoRan actually gave nearly $20 million to the paramilitary and police forces. And so there's clearly some bribe in there, and that money was also used to set up a covert program to spy on their environmental opponents. And so we're talking $20 million US compared to the 15 million Australian. Clearly, they have lots of money to spend on opposing environmental legislation or imposing human rights legislation. And so if they were really serious about helping Indigenous people, they would obviously be pumping lots more money into Australian Aboriginal communities. I guess, I mean, all this, the money that organisations spend on what are meant to be helping people, it usually comes under the remit of their sort of commitment to corporate social responsibility. And obviously there's lots of critiques of the validity of corporate social responsibility. So you have free market, pro-free market gurus like Milton Friedman, who actually thought it was totally redundant. You can't have a corporation that is socially responsibility, because their main responsibility is purely to make increased profits for each quarter. And so it goes against everything that the current government in Australia promotes, which is free market economics.
If people want more information on this topic or to find some of your articles, where can we direct them to find your stuff?
Like most of my articles, nearly all of my articles have been published online. So I used to write for ZNet, which is like US-based, and I've been mostly writing for an organisation, an independent media outlet called Swans, which is just www.swans.com. And if people are just interested in all my articles, then if they just go on a search engine and type in my name, which is Michael James Barker, then all my articles will just come up fairly easily.
Fantastic. Okay. Thanks for speaking to Eco Radio today, Michael.
Okay, no problem.